Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. Just as Maulana mentioned in the Jummah Bayan, we were talking about the coming of Ramadan. Now we're talking about the ending of Ramadan. So quickly time flies. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whatever effort we've made up till now in the month of Ramadan, and Allah accept further whatever effort we're going to make in the remaining days. This is the last few days of the month of Ramadan. We are now in the 10 days, last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. So let us exercise the time correctly and exert ourselves to the best of our ability in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah, whatever good we've done, whatever good charity we've given, whatever we've given to anyone, whatever it may be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity in those a'mals, so that even inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, we may continue with that, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight we move into the 22nd juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the ayats is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu thkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. So the topic of here is regarding the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mentioned and they say that the dhikr of Allah is a great act of worship and should be practiced at all times. In one ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you complete your salah, then remember Allah standing, sitting, and even on your sides. So it teaches us that every posture, whether a person is standing or sitting or even lying down, he should take the opportunity to make the dhikr of Allah. So if you are standing in a queue, make the dhikr of Allah. If you are sitting in your car, make the dhikr of Allah. If you are about to go to sleep, make the dhikr of Allah. These things are important for a believer, because the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will remember us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Ameen. And then there's one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentions and he says, Qiyamah will take place when there is no one to make the dhikr of Allah. Qiyamah will only take place when there is no one to make the dhikr of Allah. So this teaches us something very, very important, that dhikr is the lifeblood of this world, and without which the entire universe will be destroyed. That's how important dhikr is. It is also the soul of all other acts of worship. In fact, the foundational act of worship, which is salah, requires zikr. It's based on zikr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Establish salah for my remembrance. And what is zikr? Zikr is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of zikr is that it creates tranquility and contentment in the heart. When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all his difficulties go away. He finds ease and comfort through the remembrance of Allah, because this is the word of Allah. You're remembering Allah. Allah is all about peace and harmony and contentment. So Allah will give the person that there. So whenever you're going through any difficulty, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to your answer, inshallah. May Allah guide us all as well, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, and he says, the example of one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the example of the living and the dead. So the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a living person, and the one who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a dead person. And a dead person, you know, there's nothing left in it. You can't take any benefit of it. In fact, people want to get rid of that body before the odor comes out, etc. But a living person is someone who can benefit others. So by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that you will be able to give back to those around you. The power of dhikr is such that it keeps you firm, and it has an effect, a sort of a ripple effect on the people around you. So this shows us the importance of dhikr. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the people of Jannah will only have one regret. The people of Jannah will only have one regret, and that is they would regret why they did not spend time making more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Why? Because every subhanallah or Allahu Akbar, whatever zikr it may be, would have raised their stage. Now, I know in the Quranic ayat says that there is no worry and concern in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will not give us that worry and concern as we have in this world. But it will be a type of regret where a person will say, you know, I wish I could just make the extra zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have with us the last 10 days in the month of Ramadan. Let us use this opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His remembrance. As you know, alhamdulillah, we have our mu'takifin sitting for itikaf in our masjid. There are two of them, alhamdulillah. One is a youngster, 19 years of age. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions and he says, one space that is reserved on the day of Qiyamah under the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that youngster who used his youth for the pleasure of Allah. So we have a young man sitting for itikaf and another brother as well. Let us take this opportunity to ask them to make dua for us. They are the mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us use this opportunity to greet them, meet them, ask them if they require anything, and ask them more specifically for duas, inshallah. Having said that as well, please brothers, their tent is there. There's a jamaat here as well, alhamdulillah. But please do not enter that tent. It's a personal space. We should not be sitting over there. We should not be doing anything. Please do not interfere with it. I can ask the brothers who are in the back staff to ensure that no children go over there. Let us respect them. Again, they are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, tonight being the first odd night, inshallah, after the Taraweeh Salah, we'll have 40 durood. Jazakallah.